This is episode 2190 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are, showing up for yourself, getting ready to do one of the best things you could possibly do, and that is to meditate. You might have decided as part of your New Year's resolution or goal for the new year 2021 to begin a meditation ritual. So you might be wondering how you do all this. How do you get started? And what are you supposed to be doing when you sit down and close your eyes? You might be a regular meditator, where you listen in and day out. And you may have been listening to this podcast for years. I've been doing this podcast for 6.5 years now. And it's such an honor to share meditation with you. Wherever you are on your meditation journey, you are in the right place. Many of you will begin simply by listening and not really sitting down to do the meditation. You'll just listen to the technique and listen to the insight that I share that I hope introduces you to the rich history of meditation. Or it might be that you can't wait to sit down and close your eyes and do the day's technique as part of your meditation ritual. And after I share the technique and guide you and get you started, then you sit after the music stops and you continue to meditate. You sit in stillness, and that is true meditation. So I get you started here on the podcast. After the music stops, you can take it from there on your own. Or if you feel like you need a little more in-depth guidance, I have a meditation app, which is the sponsor of this episode. It's called the Sip and Om Meditation App. You have access to over 2,000 guided meditations there, where you can meditate up to 30 minutes of guided meditation, or 5 minutes, whatever you want. It's designed to where you can stop the meditation wherever you want. So that is an option, and you can try it for 7 days absolutely free. So you get to go through a full series. You get the journal for the week that's customized for the theme, and the slowdown guide for the week. So I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready for today's meditation. Now I want to share with you a little inspiration from your fellow meditator who listens to these episodes just like you do. And this is coming from Kim from Charlotte, North Carolina. Kim says, "Thank you so much for your daily meditations. I'm new to meditation and I just started a routine as I start this new year. And I want to say that I appreciate how you introduce a different theme each week and how you elaborate on the theme, because I'm really not at the point yet where I can sit down and meditate for much longer than 5 minutes. I don't really know what I'm doing. So thank you so much for explaining things so well." Kim, thank you so much, because that is exactly why I share insight before I guide you in a meditation. It's because it takes some time for your mind to transition from whatever you were doing before you sat down to meditate to a state where you are more receptive and in meditation mode. So the insight I share is actually part of your meditation experience. This is exactly what my meditation teachers shared with me. So I pass this on to you. It's also the manner in which I learned the Japanese tea ceremony when I lived in Japan. There was always a lesson, a theme, some insight, and ikebana, Japanese floral arranging. The same thing. It's a deep philosophy, it's really a lifestyle. So there's more to it than just the act of meditating. So now that you are nicely transitioned, go ahead and close your eyes, straighten your spine, and you may do the mudra, which is the technique for today. Mudras are a way you position your hands. And when you position your hands in a particular way, it stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. These ancient techniques for your modern day life, you may find mudras work wonders for you. And you never know until you try. To do this mudra, place your hands in your lap with your palms upward. Now, encircle your left thumb with your right fingers. Your right thumb will be upward. Go ahead and touch your right thumb to your left index finger. This mudra is considered to remove negative energy, the Shankha Mudra. You can see a picture of how it's done on the Sipinome Instagram. You may simply place your hands in your lap, whatever feels right for you. You can hold the Shankha Mudra for however long you feel comfortable doing so, releasing negative energy as you begin a new year. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Inhale to the count of six or to any number that feels right for you. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Beautiful. Now focus on something positive. Something you're excited about today or in general. Maybe a memory that delights you. Bring to mind what helps you to feel uplifted. With your eyes gently uplifted to the point between your eyebrows, this helps to uplift your thoughts. Mentally affirm, I uplift my thoughts in all situations. I uplift my thoughts in all situations. I uplift my thoughts in all situations. Feel your energy rise. Negative thoughts will come and they will go when you keep your thoughts uplifted. focusing on what uplifts you. Continue meditating, breaking off from the technique and sitting in stillness, your true inner peace. You are so worth slowing down for.